Hello, this is Gabriel McBird at Liverpool Street. We're about to go to the Urban Food Festival in Shoreditch. So probably the next recording I do will be in the market. There's a few people with us. Colin Palgraves is one I know, but this is being done through Pocklington, through the link-up scheme. Well, it's Gabriel McBird here. I just went to a stall that specialises in chorizo in wraps with different fillings. I had chorizo and steak, which was £7.50, which may seem a bit much, and it is. But it was a huge wrap. It must have weighed nearly a pound. And there was chorizo, steak, onions, cheese and salad, which was really good. I've got to decide what to go to for my next one. There's a gourmet burger and a gourmet hot dog store. Well, all right, you can have those anywhere.
I live in Blackheath.
There's a South American
I've lived all over the place.
Stall.
I think I've lived in most boroughs of London.
Hello, so it's Gabriel McBird back again. I've got said already said who I was, but anyway, we're on the go now. I'm absolutely bursting full. Started off with that steak and chorizo thing, which, as I said, was very good. I still think that was probably my favourite dish here. But there's been some other nice food. There's been a bit of a similar theme. There's a dish from a Cuban store which I referred to as old clothes because someone had said that's what it looked like. And it's mustard, it's beef cooked with mustard and cheese and a sauce made with cumin served in a baguette. That was quite pleasant. But, you know, really just like a tasty stew. Not the biggest dish in the world. I mean, that's £7, not really worth the money. The chorizo wrap was huge. And the other thing I had was tacos with smoked beef and smoked chicken and chili sauce and sort of bits of veg. That was from a Mexican-style stall. That was pretty nice. That was a middle dish. So all the things I had with... Yep. I won't be very long, I'll be 2 or 3 minutes. Being told to glug up. And then I had the Spanish donuts called churros, which are served with a thick hot chocolate. Quite enjoyed the food, quite pleasant. A bit pricey though. If I were to come here again, I would definitely recommend point anyone in the direction of the steak and chorizo. They also did chicken and chorizo there, and I think some kind of vegetable and chorizo. Really nice.
Hello, so back again, and I don't say this is Gabriel McBird because you know that it is me. I'm so tired. I've eaten so much. So I sound a bit dopey because, you know, I feel absolutely, really am bursting. I've eaten too much beef. too much beef and pork. I also did get to try a sample of some Venezuelan food, which was smoked pork. And some cheese and stuff on cornbread, but it really was a bit bland. It was, just a bit of a lacklustre dish, really. I think it's about £6, but they were the one stall that did give us a free sample. But as a result of that sample, I decided I didn't really want it. In fact, one of the volunteers went for it, and he also said it was rather plain. I'm told that the chorizo and the standard did the chorizo was actually Brazilian. So that undoubtedly won the day for me. I'd say if you're there at that stall, go for it. All right, it is £8. But it's a massive wrap. And saying really, really bulging with filling. It really was very, very tasty indeed. They had gourmet burgers there. They had gourmet hot dogs there. They had a Japanese stall there doing curry and various kind of curries, and also meat with sort of various sauces as well. I can't remember what it was, but one of the people who was with us, she had the Japanese. She said it was a big bowl full. She was very full after that. And I know there's a Vietnamese stand there. There was a stall selling crepes. One of the people had a Nutella crepe. Actually, she was given it by the stall holder. And she said that was certainly quite nice. So she was also getting a bit full. So the usual kind of comments apply. Street food prices, it most certainly isn't. This is Shoreditch, and the festival itself is held every week on what is a car park just off Shoreditch High Street. I'd say it's worth going for a visit if you're in the area and feeling a bit bored. There was a beer stand. Didn't really do much in the way of English beers. It had a couple of German lagers, a wheat beer, fiver a pint, so definitely on the heavy side, though. For that area of London, I'm afraid, that price is not unusual. So, quite pleased I did it. And, I won't need much else to eat for the rest of the day, really.